This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lincolnview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Shappy had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero. The man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
We are the champions.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we will have baseball tonight. That is a given. First pitch, 0-5-20 or so. Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding here at Fort Loramie. It's a district semifinal, Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. Redskins 15-11 on the year. Patriots 8-13. Fort Loramie the favorite. Anything can happen, as you know, though, in high school baseball. Rushi, Springfield Catholic Central, rained out tonight at Rushi. That game to be played at 5 tomorrow. But here at Fort Loramie, we will have baseball action. It is just around the corner. Tri-Village is on the diamond taking infield. Fort Loramie has completed its infield practice. And the game is on as scheduled, just a little bit of a late start. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's Big Boy Slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy Sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. It is slowly but surely drying out, somewhat clearing overhead. Rainy skies have moved on away from us. Had a pretty good shower here at Fort Loramie around 3:30, 24. Some light spritzing up through about 4:30. It's been dry the last 30 to 45 minutes, and we will have baseball home. The pitching mound, first base, second base, third base, all tarped. A little raking done out at the second base and shortstop positions. And we're set to go. Fort Loramie has completed infield practice. Tri-Village is doing so at the moment. Jeff Sanders, head coach of Fort Loramie since 2018. That spring, Redskins won a state championship. Been to the Final Four once since then. Jeff, baseball player at the University of Dayton back in the early 90s. He's rolled out the red carpet for us each and every game here at Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to Jeff, the coaching staff, and Mitch Westerheide, the director of athletics at Fort Loramie. Joshua Davies, head coach at Tri-Village, year number four, a Wright State UD grad. He's taught for 23 years, has also coached high school baseball at Meadowdale and Dayton Stivers. His club is 8-13, five wins in the last nine games for Tri-Village, four three-game losing streaks throughout the campaign, but Patriots are playing their very best of the spring right now at this point. Fort Loramie, 15-11 on the year, 11-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Champs of the SCAL, Fort Loramie, 11-1 mark, but the Redskins just 4-10 outside the league over the course of the campaign. Hard to believe Fort Loramie and Rushi have combined for more than 20 losses this year, but it's been a funky spring. Weather has been awful, hitting for most teams coming around very late. There have been some sore pitching arms. Pitching depth is just now being produced, and hopefully we'll have some warm weather. But we're already through the district tournament. As of this week, we will be the regionals next week at Cedarville in Division 7 on Wednesday and Thursday. That's at Cedarville U next Wednesday and Thursday. Winner this game here tonight will take on the Franklin Monroe. I'm trying to think who it was that beat Bodkin. Cedarville. Cedarville defeated Bodkins. Franklin Monroe also a winner. Franklin Monroe and its opposition, Cedarville. Lockhorns winner that game takes on the winner of this game on Thursday night in a district final. So that's what is at stake here this evening. The team that triumphs between Fort Loramie and Tri-Village advances to a district championship game on Thursday. The opponent, Franklin Monroe or Cedarville. And then that game on Thursday is for a berth in the Sweet 16, the D7 Regional, next Wednesday and Thursday at Cedarville University. Let's take a look at our starting lineups right now for visiting Tri-Village. Fort Loramie, the better seed. Redskins, the home team here at the Fort Loramie High School Complex. Tri-Village will lead off with Mason Stansberry, left fielder, freshman, 281 hitter. He bats first. Lane Byerly, 24 hits on the year, a senior center fielder, 387 batting average. He hits second. Lucas Brown, the starting pitcher, a sophomore, bats third, 393 on the campaign. Brown has thrown 40 innings, 3.8 ERA. He's got 16 ribbies at the plate. Batting fourth for Tri-Village, Caden Lips. He is a senior catcher, hitting 317 on the year. Colt Camacho, freshman third baseman, 309 batting average. He is fifth in the order. Noah Finkbein, a junior shortstop, 359 batting average, is sixth. Levi Farmer, junior first baseman, batting 300. Evan Duncan, DH sophomore, batting 320. Hitting ninth, Grant Howell, senior second baseman, batting 290. That to DH Evan Duncan hits for the senior right fielder, Lucas Howell of Tri-Village. For Fort Loramie, opening nine is as follows. Thomas Hoing, senior left fielder, batting 304. Sammy Gubo, bat second, junior pitcher, 355 at the plate. Gubo, 3-1 on the year, 29 innings, 21 strikeouts. His battery mate, Dylan Meyer, bats third. Catcher, sophomore, 377 hitting clip for Dylan. He's been red hot here lately. Carson Arnold, in the cleanup position, right fielder, junior, 373. Gabe Hart, ace of the pitching staff, playing first base today. A senior, batting 324. Jace Ruenkamp is the DH, a junior, batting 317. Lewis Hart bats seventh, senior third baseman, 257. Then Lucas Brandewey, sophomore second baseman, hitting 207. And Chase Bornhorst, the shortstop, a junior, at 203, bats ninth. Colton Rose plays center field, sophomore, batting 304, as he is DH'd for by Jace Ruhenkamp, as we noted. Little dim sunshine is in the sky out to the west, clouds moving away, and it's the most promising skyline we've seen here this afternoon at Fort Loramie. It's play ball. Redskins and Tri-Village will return with more. First pitch upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Once again, the winner of tonight's game plays Thursday in a district championship. The opponent will be Franklin Monroe or Cedarville. That game scheduled for this evening. That game on Thursday, a district championship, is at a neutral site, and I have not seen where that location has yet been posted. So we'll have to wait and see in the general area here in West Central Ohio. That game is, I believe, a neutral site district championship on Thursday. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. And for these two teams tonight, pitching is paramount. Oh, we need good pitching. Both head coaches say that. Pitching in tournament games, very critical indeed. Key building components here tonight. Thanks to Francis Schulze. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Baseball next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com.
Sammy Gubo on the mound for Fort Loramie here to start this game tonight against Tri-Village. As we noted, pitching so important. You got to have a fine 1-2 punch to get through the district semis and finals and the regional semis and finals. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers the best building components around. On the mound for Tri-Village, Lucas Brown, 40 innings, 3.8 ERA. For Fort Loramie, Sammy Gubo, 29 innings, 21 strikeouts, 3-1 record, pitching the key building components here tonight. Once again, remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze provide you with excellence in storm doors and garage doors. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And we say thank you to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website, ShelbyCountyVeteransPlural.org, or look us up on Facebook at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Sky is looking pretty favorable at the moment. Some brightness off to the west, cloudy to the south, but those clouds seem to be thinning out and moving away. And we've got high school baseball for you. District semifinals, Division 7 action from Fort Loramie. And Mason Stansberry, left fielder, freshman, steps in. It's the first pitch from Gubo, on a bounce to short. Play made by the Fort Loramie shortstop. Pretty deliberate throw by Bornhorst in time, as the quick-footed Stansberry, who hits from the left side, sped down the line very quickly and made it a pretty close play. One down. Play goes from 6-3. Short to first. Lane Byerly steps in. 387 by way of batting average. Senior center fielder takes a strike as Gubo pours one in at the letters. Second pitch by number 12, high fastball, cut on, nothing doing, swing and a miss, strike two. Nothing and two on Byerly, outfield straight away for him. Third baseman for Fort Loramie behind the bag, that's Lewis Hart. Gubo's 0-2 offerings, a breaker, curveball, yep, caught him looking. Batter was buckled, Byerly frozen, and the hook from Gubo is a called strike three. Two down right away for Tri-Village here in the top of the first. Lucas Brown, the opposing number to Gubo here tonight. He pitches for the Patriots. He, like Byerly, steps in the left-hand batting box, swings and fouls it to the screen for a strike. Brown is the RBI leader for Tri-Village, 16 of them on the year. And he has been the bulldog on the bump. He's thrown 40 innings. Here's Gubo's 0-1 delivery. Breaking pitch is nubbed up the first baseline. Gubo off the mound in a hurry, and he can't get to it. Second baseman Brandoe charges. Late pitch to first. It's off the tip end of the glove of Gabe Hart. Rolls away. I think a completed play there. A toss and a catch, and the batter runner is nipped. Might be scored as an infield single simply because Gubo had the best shot at it to make it a fairly comfortable play. He came racing off the mound toward the first base bag, swiped at it, ball went under his glove. Brandoe charged, and it's ruled an error on Fort Loramie, and Tri-Village has a runner at first with two down here in the top of the first frame. Caden Lips, senior catcher, fouls the pitch away to the right. Throw was a bit low by Brandoe, down around the shins of Hart. Ball hit his glove and sprayed away. Runner stayed put at first. Strike. Curveball, Gubo, it's a dandy. He's thrown a couple of big breakers that have fooled Tri-Village hitters so far. Nothing in two on Lips, cleanup batter, catcher for Tri-Village. Short lead at first for Lucas Brown. Fastball in, got away from Gubo. He pounds his chest, says, I'll do better next time. A ball, two strikes, one and two. Lucas Brown, sophomore pitcher, gets a lead at first of 4 or 5 feet. Does he get a secondary lead? No. Late swing and a curve. Ball tapped toward the Tri-Village dugout, alongside the third baseline, and the count is a ball and two strikes. Top of the first inning, no score. Runner aboard for Tri-Village. Patriots wear the blue helmets, gray uniforms with the dark blue pinstripes, some bright blue sleeves. Ground ball rolling, third baseline, foul again. Still one and two on the batter, Lips of Tri-Village. Lucas Brown at first with two away. Nothing game. Outfield at a moderate depth for Lips. 317 hitter, has some power in that cleanup spot. Here's the check of the runner at first by Gubo, way wide on a pitch off the plate, but plenty, and it's 2-2. Infield in the middle for Fort Loramie, crowd second base. Bornhorst at short, Brandewey at second. Brandewey over his shoulder, Pierce at first. Late swing and a curveball. A 1-2-3 hop bouncer to Bornhorst, and he gets the ball out of his glove and drops it. Two errors, Fort Loramie here in the first inning. One at short, one at second. E6, and now Tri-Village threatens with runners at first and second. Two away for Colt Camacho, freshman third baseman, 309 batting average. Outfield deep in center. Bornhorst fairly deep at short. Pitch to Camacho, fastball, Gubo, yep, on the outside corner at the belt. Now, Gubo deserves better fate here in the first. He should be sitting in the dugout right now. But a couple of fumbles in the infield by Fort Loramie have put two Tri-Village hitters aboard. Good cut, Camacho, hefty swing, came up empty, strike two. As Gubo threw him a heater, nothing in two on the hitter for Tri-Village. Two aboard, two out. Two errors by Fort Loramie. Gubo throws, breaking ball, sprayed foul, out of play. Spoiled by Lips, it's still nothing in two. Oh, those free 90s, fortunately for Fort Loramie. The errors came with two out. Tri-Village getting a couple of freebies. Boots by the Redskins defense. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Gubo to Lips. It's a curveball in the dirt. Swinging over the top is the batter. He missed it. Oh, a dynamite jug handle curve by Gubo as he snapped one off. Two men left on for Tri-Village. Couple of Fort Loramie errors. No hits. We go to the bottom of the first. Tri-Village nothing. Fort Loramie coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Redskins of Fort Loramie coming to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Tri-Village put two aboard with two out. Couldn't play to run. Gubo with a big strikeout. In fact, he fanned two in the first inning on the bump for Fort Loramie. He whiffed Lane Byerly and Colt Camacho with two runners on base at first and second. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, Production Support Inc. productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs it follows with great online coverage. Production Support and Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. It is left-hander Lucas Brown on the hill for Tri-Village, and he is known for a steady diet of breaking stuff, and he starts off Thomas Hoing with two curveballs and is ahead in the count, nothing and two. Here's the ball rammed hard to third. Third baseman fields a foot from the bag, makes the low bouncing throw to first. It gets away. It is down the line beyond the first baseman. Hoing makes the turn, stays put right at first. Good play, backhand style by Colt Camacho at third base, but he erred. The throw for first baseman Levi Farmer was down. He couldn't make the scoop. So already in less than an inning in this game, three errors to start. That goes down as E5 on the throw. And here's Gubo at the plate with Hoing at first. Gubo swings. Uh-oh. He smacks one hard to deep left center field. It is rolling through the alley up the gap. Ball is backhanded by the center fielder. He whips the throw back to the diamond. And Hoing scooted around second to third in there easily. Stand up double for Gubo as he smacked one hard. He drilled it in between the left and center fielders for Tri-Village. And the Redskins have something started here in the top of the first with two on and none out. A ringing double by Gubo. Dylan Meyer with men aboard, second and third, as the Redskins try to jump out on top here in the bottom of the first frame. So many thanks to Local Equipment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, a founding sponsor. Local, L-A-C-L, came to Jackson Center, Shelby County, Ohio, from L.A., California, back in 1983. And Local was a founding sponsor, got us on the way here at Scores Broadcast. Would not be here today without the phenomenal support of Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much, Local. One ball, one strike, one and one on Dylan Meyer. Two aboard for Fort Loramie. Here's the pitch by Lucas Brown. It's pummeled hard to left off the bat of Meyer. It drops in front of the left fielder. He comes on to get it on a hop. Runner on third scores easily for Fort Loramie. And Gubo, who doubled, trots to third. First and third for the Redskins. Single by Meyer to left. And Fort Loramie has leaped in front 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Carson Arnold hits from the right side. Pinch runner for Dylan Meyer down at first. It is Teddy Geyer who is in to run for Meyer, who blasted a sharp single to left center. No one out for Fort Loramie, a run in. One zip Redskins, a run, two hits, two errors for Fort Loramie. No runs, an error for Tri-Village. Here is Arnold, 373 on the year. Dylan Meyer, by the way, was hitting 377. He's up that average to over 380. First pitch to Arnold, low, and it's ball one. Front part of the order for Fort Loramie has been hitting well. Batting averages on the rise. There's a ball spanked hard to right center field. Center fielder coming on. He makes a big-time dive and catches it. Super catch in the outfield by Tri-Village. And here's a throwback to first. It is on one hop to the first baseman, Farmer. Geyer slides in, and he's nipped. He's out at first. It's a double play. Runner for Fort Loramie tags on third and scores. And the Redskins on the double play, center fielder to first baseman, take a 2-0 lead. Arnold hit the ball extremely hard. What a play in center. Elaine Byerly of Tri-Village. If he doesn't make the catch and the ball gets by, who knows? Maybe the runner on first for Fort Loramie scores. He was off and running. Redskins would have had three in and none out. Big play by Tri-Village's center fielder. One heck of a maneuver out there by Byerly. And he turns it into a second out at first. Great one-bounce throw to Farmer, the first baseman, to nip Guyer. It was mighty tight, very close. We're right above the first base bag in the press box here at Fort Loramie. And I think the right call was made. Umpire was all over it. New hitter for Fort Loramie. Strikes out swinging. Gabe Hart waved at a curveball in the dirt. In fact, he missed the last two pitches. And the inning finishes for Fort Loramie. Redskins plate a couple and lead 2-0 heading to the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And once again, the winner of this game plays in a district championship at a site to be determined on Thursday. The winner of this contest will await the winner of Franklin Monroe Cedarville. Again, neutral location has not been announced. First batter for Tri-Village in the top of the second looks at a strike. And then strike two on Noah Finkmine. 359 batting average, junior shortstop for the Patriots. Hits from the right side. Feet fairly close together. Here is Gubo swinging into action. Curveball bounces, and it's 1-2. 2-0 Fort Loramie, scoring twice in the bottom of the first inning. An error on the Tri-Village third baseman started the two-run rally for Fort Loramie. A double by Gubo, single by Dylan Meyer. Here is a two-ball, two-strike count, 2-2 on Finkbein. Inning ended on a terrific catch in center by Byerly of Tri-Village. It resulted in a double play. Throw back to first, runner on third, tag for the Redskins, and scored the second run. As the first hitter, Finkbein, for Tri-Village, here in the top of the second, pops up along the first baseline, and it's Dylan Meyer making a nice play, tracks it down 25, 30 feet up the line. He spears it for the out. Levi Farmer bats now for Tri-Village. Junior first baseman, 300 hitter. Here's Gubo's throw down below the knees, a ball. Skies clearing here at Fort Loramie. Rushi game postponed tonight against Springfield Catholic Central. Here's the windup of Gubo. Ball blooped over the head of Brandewee into shallow right, and it's a single dunked into the grass beyond the second baseman Brandewee by Farmer. First hit for Tri-Village, which had two base runners in the first on Fort Loramie miscues. Here is the DH, Evan Duncan, 320 batting average on the season. A right-handed swinger, a sophomore. Here is Gubo with a look back at first. Bouncing ball to the plate, 1-0 on the hitter. So many thanks to Joshua Davies, head coach at Tri-Village, for all the input he provided us in the last few days. fourth-year head coach for the Patriots. Here's Gubo stretching, delivering down and in for a ball. 2-0 the count. Tri-Village assistant coaches to Davies, Justin Sloan, Shane Kobe. Josh earned his bachelor's at Wright State in health and phys ed, graduate degree from UD in educational leadership, 23 years of teaching for Coach Davies. Varsity assistant to 4 seasons at Tri-Village, prior to 4 as head coach. Head baseball coach at Meadowdale for 3, was at Stivers for a couple as an assistant. 2-ball, 2-strike count on Duncan. He's the third hitter for Davies Patriots in the second inning. 2-0 lead Fort Loramie. Runner at first. Here's Gubo's 2-2 offering. Fastball missed. Swing by the hitter. Strike 3. Good 2-seamer. Had some sink on it. As it tailed down and away to the right-hand batter. Strikeout number 3 for Gubo. Here's Grant Howell. 290 batting average. Senior second baseman for the Patriots. Runner still placed at first for Tri-Village in the person of Farmer. Fastball grounded, first base side. Nice play by Hart, who ran off the bag toward the second baseman, Brandewey. Gobbles it up, then hustles back to first and taps the bag for the out, beating the batter runner Howell by 3 steps. Inning over for Tri-Village. We go to the bottom of the second. Fort Loramie 2, Tri-Village nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, located on South Main. We've gone local for you. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what you want to see on our shelves, and we have provided you with them. We start the bottom of the second inning for Fort Loramie, and here's a towering pop in the middle of the diamond off the bat of Ruenkamp, and the third baseman and shortstop meet up on the infield grass behind the mound. Neither one catches the ball. Belated throw to first, safe, and the Redskins have the first runner aboard. That ball didn't touch a soul. You'd like to be able to give an error to somebody, but it's one of those errors of omission, and I guess it winds up as an infield single. Here is Lewis Hart stepping in now for Fort Loramie. Curveball, pinch runner for Fort Loramie, steals second in safely. Well done by the Redskins. Scooting on down there for Fort Loramie with the steal. And I'm trying to pick up the numeral. I think it's Mason Berger. He slid under the tag a strike at the plate, then a fly ball to right center. Runner tags at second. Center fielder Byler going back, and he's got it. Runner at second tags and advances easily as the center fielder had to drift into the gap to make the catch. He was not in position to make a quick throw to third, and the Redskins have another run 90 feet away, one down here in the bottom of the second inning. Strange things happen in high school baseball. Those free 90s.
Wow.
Had a grand total of three errors so far. Also a pop-up in the middle of the infield here for Tri-Village, which was not caught. The count of ball, no strikes, 2-0. Now on Brandewee. Redskins lead 2-0. Trying to play to third here in the bottom of the second. Berger leading down the line. Lucas Brown pitches. Hefty swing by Brandewee. Uppercut at a fastball. Shoulder high. Missed it. And it's a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch by Brown. It is curving around the outside corner. Ball 3-1. 2-0 lead Fort Loramie. A little bit of a drip in the air at the moment. Here's the ball powered to left center. Byerly off and running into the gap. He leaps up and gets it for the out. Splendid catch. Runner on third, tags and scores for the Redskins. Fort Loramie continues to tag the ball pretty hard. They have stung it. Many shots have been barreled up. That one by Brandewee was stroked. Byerly with a very good play in deep center, left center field. Two straight sack flies delivered here by Fort Loramie. Moving the pinch runner from second to third, then third to home. It's now a 3-0 lead, Redskins. The count of ball, a strike on the new hitter. 1-1 count. Here is a check swing and a strike two. 1-2 on Bornhorst, a ball, two strikes. Two down for Fort Loramie. Low pitch bouncing right behind home plate. Count evens up 2-2. Got a mist in the air at the moment. Sky does not look ominous at all. There's a hard line drive ripped up the middle. Base knock for the Redskins. Hit number four, Bornhorst. Blasts a single right through the middle of the diamond to the left of the second base bag. Fort Loramie continues to zero in on the Tri-Village starter, Lucas Brown. Three runs, four hits now for Fort Loramie. Back to the top and Thomas Hoing. Hoing was safe on the third baseman's error in the first inning. Low curveball from Brown. Left-hander missed down. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Again, the winner of this game takes on the club that triumphs in the clash between Cedarville and Franklin Monroe. Weather permitting, that's taking place at this very same time. And Thursday's game is at a neutral site. It's TBA, not determined. Here's a low outside pitch. Bornhorst is stealing. Throw down is just a little bit late. Good slide, but Bornhorst, shortstop, applied the tag. Count, two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Hoing for Fort Loramie. Another runner in scoring position. Couple of steals in this game for the Redskins. Hoing swings. He belts one to right center. It is in for a hit. The right fielder chases it down in the gap. Runner on second for Fort Loramie. Speeds around third. He scores. And it's a long single smack to right center by Hoing for Fort Loramie, which leads it 4-0. Redskins have their hitting shoes on tonight. Fort Loramie's been clubbing the ball a lot better at the plate the last few weeks. Hitting is coming around. Here's Hoing off and running. Pitch to the plate is high and wide. Catcher drops it. Hoing down at second. Umpires scurry into new positions. Three umpire system here for this district semifinal. They're now located behind the plate, behind third, and in the middle of the diamond. With the count of ball and no strikes, 1-0 on Gubo, who doubled in the first inning for Fort Loramie. There's a strike called at the belt on the outside corner. 1-1 on Gubo. Lead at second. Pitch by Brown. Upstairs. 2-1 on Gubo. 4-0 lead Fort Loramie. 2 in the first. 2 here in the second. Here's the windup by Brown. Gubo swings. Hits one deep to right field. Right fielder off and running in the gap. He's not going to get to that one. It's rolling. 360 from home. It goes up against the fence. Another run. Scurries around third and scores for the Redskins, who bolt on top 5-0. 5 runs, 6 hits for Fort Loramie. Gubo with a pair of long doubles for the Redskins here in the first 2 innings. Fort Loramie really rolling at the plate. Here's Dylan Meyer, who punched a single his first at bat. Conference on the mound for Tri-Village. 5-0 Fort Loramie in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
And as we return to action, Dylan Meyer serves a single between the shortstop and the second base bag. It's rolling on into center. A hit for Fort Loramie. Runner moves up from second to third. 2-for-2 for Gubo. 2-for-2 for Dylan Meyer. 5-0 Fort Loramie. 3 runs in here at the bottom of the second. Runners at first and third for Carson Arnold, who swings and lifts a bomb way, way back to left center field. It hits the fence. 1 run scores. Here comes another one for Fort Loramie. It's a long, long double by Arnold. Woo, that was a shot. 7-0 Redskins. 2-bagger by Arnold. 5 straight hits off of Brown, the starting pitcher for Tri-Village. Single by Bornhorst, single by Thomas Hoing, double by Gubo, single by Dylan Meyer, 2-bagger by Carson Arnold. Hey, don't forget, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie has gone local. We've got on our shelves what you asked for. We have delivered. Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza and more. And Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches. And the Market Deli Sub Shop with fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, plus a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Appetizing and delicious. Great variety at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Gabe Hart, hitting from the right side. 2 down for the Redskins. There have been 2 outs now for 5 hitters. Hart takes it upstairs, and it's 3-2. Got to be a short leash for pitcher Lucas Brown of Tri-Village. He has been hammered, 8 hits in an inning and 2/3. Curveball by Brown, looped in the air by the hitter. It's caught by the shortstop at Tri-Village, who stepped off to his right. Good play, but Noah Finkbein fooled on a curve was Gabe Hart. Off the end of the bat, he floated it to short, out is made, inning over. We go to the third, 7-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Don't forget Osgood Bank, new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, and Osgood. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Proud sponsor for quite a few years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. It is your outstanding community bank. Osgood Bank. 7-0 Fort Loramie. We head to the top of the third. Beginning of the lineup for Tri-Village. I've got Stansberry hitting, and he spanks a ground ball single. It is rolling through the left side of the diamond. Beyond the outstretched glove of Bornhorst at short for Fort Loramie. Nice base knock for Stansberry as he slapped a poke through the left side. Left-hand batter reached out and stung one the opposite way. Good piece of batting. Here's Byerly hitting for Tri-Village. Left foot wee out in front of home plate. There's a very tall pitch upstairs, a ball. Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. He's allowed a hit. Game's had three errors. There's also been a missed pop-up in the middle of the diamond that didn't touch a glove. Miscommunication in that situation. The count is a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on the batter, Byerly. Gubo delivers. High fastball ripped to the screen. The ball, a strike, 1-1. Cloudy conditions. Some low-lying clouds over the Fort Loramie High School baseball complex. Hasn't rained, though, since way back about 20 of 5. Had a somewhat heavy rain between 3:30 and 4. It was brief. But did put baseball in jeopardy for a short while here at Fort Loramie. The radar was a bit confusing. According to it, it should still be raining right now, but you know how that goes. We've had no rain for probably 70, 80 minutes. There's a drip every now and then, but nothing significant. And the Fort Loramie infield was well tarped. Home, third, second, first, and on the mound. Two balls, two strikes, delayed swing by Byerly, and he whiffed at it. He's out. Strikeout for Gubo, who picked up two fans in the first, one in the second, one here in the third. And here's Lucas Brown, left-hand batter, pitcher for Tri-Village. He was safe on a low throw, but Brandewee to first. Back in the first inning, he got a board for the Patriots. Pitch low and in for a ball, 1-0 on him. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Brown. One out, throw to first, moderately close, safe. Pickoff attempt by Gubo. Mason Stansberry, the runner at first for Tri-Village. Freshman takes a lead. He stands about 5'6", gets a secondary head start. doesn't go, pitch you high and away, and it's 2-0 on Brown. 7 runs for Fort Loramie, 8 hits for the Redskins in 2 innings. As Fort Loramie's gotten out the lumber, or I should say the metal. Here's a high pop to short. Bornhorst drifts. Short left field, under it, and he's got it. One down here for Tri-Village. Or I should say that's the second out for Tri-Village on the pop to short. Off the bat of pitcher Lucas Brown of the Patriots. Here's Caden Lipps, safe on an error by Bornhorst at short back in the first. When Tri-Village put two aboard with two out, and then Colt Camacho struck out. The pitch is strike to Lipps. Gubo through 2 2/3 has given Tri-Village no runs, a couple of hits. In the stretch, Gubo, high hold, curveball, delayed swing, lifted short right field. Coming on for the Redskins is the right fielder, Carson Arnold, camping under it. Yes, he's got it for the third out for Tri-Village. We go to the bottom of the third, 7-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
I'd like to put in a plug for the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the gas pumps there at Schaefer Market. A penny from every gallon sold at the market in a month is donated to a local special service organization. Schaefer Market's Gallon Give Back Program, a penny from every gallon of gasoline sold there in a month is donated. Take advantage of that opportunity and help a local service organization. And don't forget, Schaefer Propane, Schaefer Oil, opportunities for you through the website at SchaeferOil.com. You can order online Schaefer Propane through SchaeferOil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R-Oil.com, and you can pay your bill for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane both through that same SchaeferOil.com web address. First batter for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the third. Cracks a ground ball to the mound, knocked down by Brown. He hops off the rubber, picks it up in the grass, throws to first for the out. And Ruenkamp is retired. First hitter for the Redskins is down in the bottom of the third. Here's Lewis Hart. Ruenkamp had been safe on an infield single in his first at bat. Here is Hart. And he takes one for the team, hit by a pitch. He's aboard. 7-0 Fort Loramie, bottom of the third inning. So many thanks to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hart with a lead at first. Redskins lead 7-0. They have clobbered the ball very hard at the plate so far in this game. Here is a curveball by Brown, and it's a good hook on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Brandewee. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Here's a pickoff, and here's a throw down to second from the first baseman. Out. It is recorded, just nipped, close play. Very tight at second base, shaking his head is the Fort Loramie base runner, Hart. But he was nipped just by a tad. Microscopic play at second. Pickoff went to first. And then Hart was caught out at second. Two down for Fort Loramie. Here is the 0-1 count to Lucas Brandewee off the outside corner. A ball, a strike. Redskins have been successful on at least three steal attempts so far. Not there, however. Swing and a miss by Brandewee. And an upstairs fastball, a ball and two strikes, one and two on him. Brown to Brandewee, a curve, late swing, ball blooped along the right field line. It is dropping, second baseman can't reach it, it's 2 feet fair. Base single, Brandewee. Dropped it along the right field stripe. Seven nothing Redskins, which put a runner back on first with two out here in the bottom of the third inning. Brandewee kept the hands back. Nice piece of hitting. He was fooled by the curve. Struck it late. Got enough on it to airmail one behind the first baseman. Second baseman hustled toward the foul line in the grass. Couldn't make the play. Runner at first, two out. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Bornhorst. Bouncing pitch to the plate. Ooh, a balk is called by the first base ump. Bornhorst singled in his first at bat. Previous hitter Lucas Brandewee now has a sack fly and a single. Runner at second for Fort Loramie, leading 7-0 here in the bottom of the third. Pitch is low, and it's a ball to Bornhorst. 1-1 count. Again, Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides the same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Bornhorst drives a foul outside of third on the ground. Still a ball, two strikes, one and two on him. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, four-generation business, which began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. Legacy continues on today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm as Bornhorst spoils a pitch, sprays it foul to the right, still one and two. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Thank you so much for being a proud sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Swing and a miss by Bornhorst. He strikes out, trying to dig a curve off the ground. Inning over. Fort Loramie doesn't score in the third. It is 7-0 Redskins going to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face, and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Alan Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Alan Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Alan Ball go to work for you.
It is Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. Your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children, too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style. You will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Colt Camacho opens the fourth for Tri-Village with a ground ball behind third. Hit his glove by Hart, and he's going to make a long, late throw to first. It is beaten out by the hitter for Tri-Village, Camacho, infield single behind the third base bag. Here's Noah Finkbein stepping in, 7-0 Fort Loramie, top of the fourth inning. Finkbein looks at two balls up top, 2-0 on him. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, proud sponsor. Thank you so much, Cutaway. Here is Gubo stretching, high hold, pitch to the plate. Ooh, it plunks the hitter on the backside. He's aboard. Two on for Tri-Village here in the fourth. It's twice now in this game. Tri-Village has put two runners aboard in an inning. In the first inning, two errors by Fort Loramie enabled Tri-Village to put men at first and second and to start the fourth here, an infield hit. And a hit batsman, Levi Farmer, now swings from the right side for Tri-Village. Pitches a fastball, knee-high, outside corner, strike one. Nothing and one on Farmer for Tri-Village. He singled in the second, got the first hit for the Patriots. Looking at the runners is Gubo. Pitch to Farmer, fouled high in the air, behind home, nothing and two. No balls, two strikes. Barker Insurance, serving the area since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation for many years. Barker, one of the most valued agencies in the region. Here's Gubo's two-strike pitch. It is above the helmet of the hitter. Oh, the catcher throws down to first, and Fort Loramie's got the man trapped, and then he makes a late dash to second and is thrown out. Tri-Village with a base-running miscue, a big-time blunder, and Fort Loramie gets the out at second base of Finkbein. Nice play, good heads-up thinking by Dylan Meyer behind the plate for Fort Loramie, as he threw behind the runner at first, and he was in no man's land. And then he was picked off down at second. Throw went from the first baseman, Hart, to the shortstop, Bornhorst. There's a ground ball to Bornhorst at short. Run will score. Runner in advance from second to third on the pickoff. Out recorded, Bornhorst to Hart. Farmer is down. Coming in from third base is Camacho. Two down for Tri-Village here at the top of the fourth inning at 7-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is Evan Duncan, who fanned in the second for Tri-Village. First pitch to him is a ball. Ball, no strikes, 1-0. In favor of Fort Loramie, top of the fourth inning. I'm hearing from the other end of the press box that Cedarville leads Franklin Monroe 7-0. And if that stands and this score remains with Fort Loramie winning, Fort Loramie would play Cedarville on Thursday at a site to be determined, neutral site, location unknown. The count, 2-2, 2-1 on Duncan for Tri-Village. No one aboard now in the top of the fourth. Gubo goes upstairs with a pitch, and it's 3-1. Gubo, the second man in the rotation for Fort Loramie. Pitching here in the district semi, Hart would go Thursday. Strike at the knees. Good offering by Gubo. Ball just below the kneecap. I like that called strike. Pitcher needs to get that from the plate ump. 3-2 offering by Gubo. Bounding ball, two big hops to Bornhorst at short. He gloves, zeroes in with Hart at first. Out is registered, and that's all for Tri-Village in the fourth. They hit a run. Fort Loramie, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Tri-Village, a run, 3 hits, 1 error. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 7-1 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
It is the top of the order for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fourth frame. Still pitching for Tri-Village is sophomore Lucas Brown. A ball, no strikes, and Thomas Hoing now 2-0. Hoing safe on an error at third and a single in 2 at-bats. Pitch to the plate, foul to the screen, and it is 2-2, 2-1 on Hoing. As we were commenting a few minutes ago, Barker Insurance, south of Anna, north of Sydney on 25A, will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Thomas Hoing swings at a fastball, pops it in the air to the Tri-Village first baseman, Levi Farmer, who catches about 10 or 12 feet to the second base side of the bag. Out recorded. Hoing pops to first. Here's Sammy Gubo. A couple of doubles for him. He's pitched well and hit the ball really hard. Gubo at the plate has stung it twice. 2 doubles to center field for Gubo. 2-0 count here. Brown whips one off the inside corner. It missed, and it's 3-0. 3-0 on Gubo. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie 7, Tri-Village 1. As Brown delivers a strike, 3-1 the count on Gubo for Fort Loramie. Brown gets the ball back from his catcher. Gubo swings and smacks a line drive, caught by the shortstop of Tri-Village. Ball hit right at The shortstop, Noah Finkbein, didn't have to move. Just stuck his glove out to his right and hauled it in. Gubo has ripped the ball very hard in three at-bats so far in this game. Two doubles and that line drive out right there. Here's Dylan Meyer. Pair of singles for him so far in this game. He's ahead 1-0 in the count. He swings and serves one along the right field line. It's a liner. It's about 6 feet fair. Right fielder tracks it down. His momentum carries him into foul territory. Meyer makes the turn and sticks right there at first. Dylan Meyer red hot. He is closing in on the 400 mark. Three more hits today. Single for Meyer. Single in the first, single in the second, single here in the fourth. Came into the game just under 380. Here is a curveball delivered to Carson Arnold, and he swings up over the top of it for strike one. No balls, a strike on Arnold, who's lined into a double play to center and doubled. This pitch to Arnold is powered high and deep to right center field. Right fielder on the gallop. It is Lucas Howell in the gap. He tries to backhand it, can't get it. Runner from first for Fort Loramie scores. Throw to the plate is high. And streaking to third is the batter runner, Carson Arnold. Double error on the throw. Another run in for the Redskins, who have the 7-run cushion back. It's 8-1 Fort Loramie with two out here in the bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie has really teed off on Lucas Brown, 11 hits, and there has been nothing cheap about any one of them. They have been hit on the nose. Every single one pasted. No exception right there. Arnold with two doubles in this game. Gubo, two doubles. Dylan Meyer, three singles. Here's Gabe Hart, another run 90 feet away. Four errors in this game. Pitch to Hart, a high strike. Nothing in one. Last we heard, Cedarville well out in front of Franklin Monroe. Interesting matchup. Could be on tap for Thursday at a neutral site, Fort Loramie Cedarville. There's a high fly ball by Hart to short right field. Right fielder Lucas Howell comes staggering in, and he spears it in the webbing. He catches for the out. Inning is over. Hart flies to right. A run scored by Fort Loramie, which leads 8-1, headed to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Top of the fifth inning, Tri-Village with a run and three hits comes calling. Fort Loramie 8-11. Two errors each team. First batter for Tri-Village is Grant Howell, who strikes a very high fly ball to center. It should be simple for Colton Rose, center fielder for Fort Loramie. Comes dashing in under it and puts it away. One out for Tri-Village here in the top of the fifth. Howell flies to center. Leadoff batter, Mason Stansberry, freshman, 281 on the year. Ground out to short, single in this game in the third inning for Stansberry. He rolled one through the left side. He's down a strike here, nothing and one. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services here on Scores Broadcast, one of our fine sponsors. It's in the village of Rushi. O'Reilly Machine Tool serves parts of Indiana, Michigan, and a big area here in the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. Here is Stansberry with the second hit of this game, a line drive right at the feet of Hart, the third baseman for Fort Loramie. Can't make a play. Would have been a challenging effort. Ball was right at his shoe top, spanked on the line, skidded in the wet surface and flew by him. We'll give Stansberry an infield single, his second hit in this game for Tri-Village. He's aboard with one out in the fifth, and Fort Loramie up seven runs. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand, as we noted. Tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the cost to replace. O'Reilly in Rushi, always accepting applications at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists, other entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on Lane Byerly, senior center fielder. Throw to first, runner back. One out for Tri-Village, top of the fifth. 8-1 Bulge, Redskins lead it. Byerly struck out twice in this game. Gubo struck out two in the first, another one in the second, one more in the third. Count is 2-1. Two balls, a strike on Byerly. Stansberry, the quick leadoff hitter. A couple of hits in this game now for the Patriots. He is the leading stealer of bases on the season for Tri-Village. Here's a high delivery, and the count goes to 3-1. It has cooled down here considerably. Threatening clouds overhead, but no rain in them as they continue to fly by. Very fortunate here at Fort Loramie to get this game in. Rushi Springfield Catholic Central was postponed. And it's ball four to Byerly. That's the first pass that the pitcher Gubo has delivered based on balls number one. Here's Lucas Brown, the Tri-Village pitcher. So far in this game, he has been safe on an error and popped out to short. Leads the club with 60 ribbies. He's got a couple in position right now at first and second. Pitch by Gubo to Brown. Just missed low and in. And I think both Dylan Meyer and Sammy on the bump thought that was a strike. Ruled just off the plate. One ball, no strike is the count on Brown, way up high, 2-0, as Gubo seems to be suffering through a little fatigue bout here. Needs to get the adrenaline working again and make a second run here at Tri-Village. We are in the fifth. Two aboard, one out for the Patriots. The pitch is popped in the air to left center field. Left fielder for Fort Loramie hustling over into the gap, and it's picked off on the run by Thomas Hoying as the runners return. Brown tried to place a single between the left and center fielders for the Redskins, couldn't do it as Thomas Hoying outran that fly ball, made the catch. And here is Caden Lips, safe on an error at short, and he's flown to right. Senior catcher for Tri-Village. Still runners at first and second, two down for the Patriots. Here's the pitch grounded to third, and it is wide of the bag by inches. It would have been a hit, would have scored a run. It was not over the bag, though, just foul off the bat of Lips. No balls, a strike on him. Two out for Tri-Village, top of the fifth. Fort Loramie in front, 8-1. 8-11-2 for the Redskins, 1-4-2 for Tri-Village. Gubo looks at the runner at first. Peters back at second. Now a pickoff attempt at second. He fires a throw to Bornhorst late on the tag. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on the hitter Lips for Tri-Village. Outfield is around to the left and pretty deep. Bornhorst shading the second base bag at shortstop. Pitch by Gubo. Late swing and a strike. Nothing and two on Lips. He was tardy on that one. Gubo surprised him with gas. Lips missed it. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Now do you throw the bender down? Dylan Meyer's got that low outside target being flashed. It bounces to the plate. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Lips. Last we heard, Cedarville was doing a number on Franklin Monroe. Cedarville and Fort Loramie would appear to be on a collision course Thursday at a district site to be determined. Hopefully it's at a location with a press box. We don't know. Keep in mind, if Rushi were to win tomorrow and Lehman were to win its district semifinal, Lehman and Rushi would play at a neutral site, more likely located in the Shelby County area. Here's a high pop to second off the bat of Lips. Second baseman Brandewee, 1-2-3 steps into the grass. He's got it in short right center, inning over for Tri-Village. Bottom of the fifth upcoming, Fort Loramie 8, Tri-Village 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Oh, what a night. What a game for Fort Loramie, leading Tri-Village 8-1. Redskins over the Patriots. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Fort Loramie needs a three spot to put this game away and close it out via the 10-run mercy rule. The count of ball, no strikes, and Jace Ruhenkamp. It's off the plate outside, 2-0 on him. Two balls, no strikes, and Ruhenkamp. Shortstop for Tri-Village is deep in his position. There's a ball hit off the barrel late, struck to right field, way up in the atmosphere here at Fort Loramie. And it's caught easily by the right fielder. It is Lucas Howell. Lewis Hart steps in for the Redskins. Ruhenkamp, by the way, had gone 1-for-2. He's now 1-for-3. Hart is hitting. He does not have an official at bat. Hit by a pitch and a sack fly so far in this game for Lewis. Fort Loramie, thanks to a 5-run second, a 2-run first, another run tacked on in the fourth, well out in front 8-1 in this district semifinal. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on Lewis Hart. He has played deep and left, third baseman for Tri-Village, well behind the bag, ball fouled to the screen, and it's 1-2. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, one of our sponsors. It began way back in 1986. Its unique brand opened up one large customer back in those days. Four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses across the state of Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. Here is the pitch, fouled in the mid of the catcher and out. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 on Lewis Hart, one down for Fort Loramie. Here in the bottom of the fifth, the Redskins with an 8-1 cushion. Hart steps out of the box. He's back in. Pitch by Brown, curveball in the dirt, 3-2. 3-2 on Hart. A&M Pallet and Rushi pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, and thrive. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Here's a base on balls delivered to Hart. He's aboard for Fort Loramie. With one down, bottom of the fifth, Lucas Brandewee steps in and cracks a foul out of play to the right. Farmer holding on Hart at first. Delivery by Brown, low and in, off the mitt of the catcher. Possibly a passed ball. Runner advancing 90 to second base. That's Hart. One down for the Redskins here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Scoreboard shows a ball, a strike, 1-1 in Brandewee, who's had a sac fly and a single so far in this game. There's a ground ball to short. Shortstop running toward third, Fields, and tags the runner zipping by, then makes a late throw to first, and it's wild. And the batter runner for Fort Loramie winds up at second. I'll recap that for you. Brandewee bounced a ball to short. Shortstop for Tri-Village fielded the ball. Noah Finkbein did. And the runner was hustling by in front of him. Finkbein alertly reached out and tagged him. Then threw off balance to first and threw it away. Runner wound up at second, did the batter runner. Next hitter for Fort Loramie. It's a ground ball to third. Good play by the third baseman Camacho of Tri-Village, who guns a throw to first for the out. Inning over for Fort Loramie. We go to the sixth, 8-1 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Oh, so many thanks to our array of Fort Loramie sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the big three with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all season long. The football season, August, right through baseball in June, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. First batter for Tri-Village to open the sixth. It's a tapper to short. Great play by Bornhorst on the run in. Fields, good scooper, and a throw to first for the out. Bornhorst, Johnny on the spot for Fort Loramie, darted in from his deep shortstop position and made the play to retire Camacho. One down here for Tri-Village to start the sixth. It goes from 6-3 as Camacho swung on top of a breaking pitch from Gubo and drove it into the ground. Bornhorst finished him off at short. Noah Finkbein batting, a strike called on him. He has popped out to the catcher as Finkbein and been hit by a pitch. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Finkbein of Tri-Village, which has a run, 4 hits, 3 errors in this game. For Loramie, 8-11-2. Gubo over the top, fastball, fouled out of play, a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2. Gubo, for the most part, has been ahead of the hitters. As I look through my score sheet, he's allowed 1 walk. That's a very good stat. 2 strikeouts in the first, 1 more in the second, 1 in the third. Had 1 in the fifth. Limited number of pitches for Gubo, right around the 70 mark. Here's a ball cracked to short. Bornhorst tries to backhand, knocks it down. It eludes him. He picks it up, throws to Hart at first. Got him. Good play by Bornhorst at short. A bobble initially. He recovered in time to throw out Finkbein. Couple of 6-3 plays to start the sixth inning for Tri-Village. Bornhorst to the first baseman, Gabe Hart. Here's Levi Farmer, swings, first pitch. Up back line, drive right fielder. Redskins right fielder, Carson Arnold coming on. He spears it for the out. Arnold chest high, galloped in and made the play to finish off the sixth for Tri-Village. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie 8, Tri-Village 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557, The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Osgood Bank, locations in Rushi now. Osgood Bank in Rushi, along with Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and also in Osgood, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. First batter for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Attempts to bunt. Bunts the ball on the top of home plate and is ruled to have touched the batted ball in fair territory. Ooh, it looked a little dicey from up here. Looked like the ball came up off the plate, hit him immediately while he was in the batter's box. And I think the plate umpire has at least temporarily ruled that the hitter for Fort Loramie is out, striking the ball in fair ground. I would disagree with that decision, but we'll see what does prevail. Scoreboard does show an out. Fort Loramie batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, unfortunately for Thomas Hoying in Fort Loramie, the call by the plate umpire stands. He is ruled to have bunted the ball and was struck by it in fair territory, according to the plate ump. Didn't quite appear that way from here. Nonetheless, he is out. Sammy Gubo steps in, and he fouls off a 1-2 pitch against the screen. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. One down here for Fort Loramie, bottom of the sixth. 8-1 lead, Redskins. Gubo reaches out, taps a curve thrown by Brown to the third baseman, who shoots a throw way up in the air, high and wild. And Gubo is off and running, safe at second. Gubo safe on the error, E5. Another error for Tri-Village, the Patriots fourth. Hoying out to start the inning on a controversial call. Gubo winds up down at second. He's been on three times now, two doubles, a line out to short. Error by the third baseman. Here's Dylan Meyer. What a great game for him. Single, single, single for Dylan Meyer. The count of ball, no strikes on Meyer. One down for Fort Loramie, bottom of the sixth. And we've got a short delay in the action as the plate umpire and Joshua Davies, the Tri-Village coach, confer along with pitcher Lucas Brown. It's got a little chilly here at Fort Loramie. The rain abated about 10, 15 minutes before 5 o'clock, and we've played in dry conditions tonight at Fort Loramie. The count, 2-0, 2-0 on Dylan Meyer. The Rushi game with Springfield Catholic Central postponed. Swing and a miss by Meyer. He cut in a low one and could not connect. 2-1. 2-1 on Meyer. Appetizing curveball. Ripped on a line. Caught by the shortstop. He throws to second to double up the runner. Got him. What a play. Shortstop came hustling across the bag. A line out to the pitcher, who wheeled and threw to the shortstop, Finkbein, who came stumbling across the bag, had his toe on it when he caught it, then fell off the bag. It was ruled an out. Great call by the base umpire. Double play results. We go to the seventh, still 8-1 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
It is the seventh inning on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie up 8-1. Here comes Tri-Village in the top of the seventh. Last swing for the Patriots. Fort Loramie three outs away from advancing on to a district championship against Cedarville on Thursday night in a site to be determined. Keep in mind, Rushi did not play its game tonight, rained out against Springfield Catholic Central. Rushi will play that tomorrow. And if the Raiders win, likely opponent is Lehman, which was playing Tri-County North tonight or tomorrow, if rained out tonight, haven't heard. So it is a neutral site for Fort Loramie on Thursday. If Rushi wins tomorrow, a neutral site for Rushi on Thursday. Could have a Rushi-Lehman matchup on Thursday night at a site to be determined here in the Upper Miami Valley in the Sydney area. It's a game we would likely cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Leadoff batter for Tri-Village. Stepping in is Duncan Gubo, trying to go the route for Fort Loramie. He has allowed just four hits. Just four base knocks for Tri-Village. Two by the leadoff hitter, Mason Stansberry. Pitch to Duncan is a ball. Then a swing and a miss by Evan Duncan. And it's a 1-1 count. 1-1 on Duncan. A strikeout for him and a ground out to short. Plate umpire comes to the mound as the catcher for Fort Loramie catches his breath. So does the plate umpire. No out for Tri-Village, top of the seventh inning. According to the scoreboard, the line for the two teams reads as follows. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Fort Loramie, a run, 4 hits, 4 big errors for Tri-Village. And the count is 1-2 on Evan Duncan. Here is Gubo with the put-away pitch. It's a low curve, and Duncan hesitated, didn't offer. 2-2 on Duncan. Leadoff batter for Tri-Village here in the top of the seventh inning. Fort Loramie on top, 8-1. 2 runs in the first, 5 in the second. Breaking ball. Oh, he got him. The hitter was frozen. Looking over the pitch was Duncan. The breaker snapped on the outside edge. A big strikeout. And as we look over the score sheet, the K's for Gubo are as follows. 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third. And he had a strikeout in the sixth, 1 here in the seventh. Gubo's allowed just 4 hits. I think he's around the 90 pitch count. He's economized his throws pretty well. A ball and no strikes on Grant Howell. It's down below the knees, 2-0. Fort Loramie 2 outs away from a berth in the district championship. The opponent, Cedarville, on Thursday. Swing and a miss by Howell, and it's strike two. A ball and 2 strikes, 1-2. Thank goodness the weatherman cooperated. The radar wasn't real optimistic. Neither was the written forecast. But the rain abated before 5 o'clock. It spritzed a little tiny bit here or there. Field was well tarped here at Fort Loramie. At first, second, third, on the mound, and at home. So we played baseball. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Grant Howell for Tri-Village with 1 down here in the top of the seventh, and Fort Loramie up 7. Gubo pitches, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Oh, that was a good 2-seamer. 3 straight strikeouts now for Gubo. Top of the order, Stansberry. He's been a thorn in the side of Gubo in this game. 2 singles and a ground out to short. Tri-Village down to its last out. Top of the seventh inning. Swinging from the left side is the left fielder, Stansberry. Open stance. Steps into the pitch. Takes it. It's a strike at the letters on the outside corner. Will be very interesting to see what Fort Loramie's pitching rotation is like moving forward should the Redskins advance beyond this week and Thursday. Bouncing ball to first. Gabe Hart gobbles it up with a second hop, and he runs to the bag and beats Stansberry, and this game's in the books. Fort Loramie defeats Tri-Village 8-1. Redskins win it 8-11-2. Tri-Village 1-4-4. We play this game in 90 minutes. Fort Loramie victorious 8-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We'll be right back. Loramie Redskins advance to a district championship on Thursday. The opponent, Cedarville, at a site to be determined. Again, Rushi rained out tonight. Rushi will play Springfield Catholic Central tomorrow at Rushi. If Rushi wins, it's a neutral site game for Rushi on Thursday against the Lehman Tri-County North winner. That is probably the contest we would cover. Rushi Lehman at a site to be determined. Remains to be seen for sure which game we will cover. Keep abreast of the website, scoresbroadcast.com. As I said, Fort Loramie plays Cedarville, and more than likely at a location south of Shelby County. In Shelby County's backyard, should Rushi advance to a district championship, that's where the Raiders could play, especially if the opponent is Lehman on Thursday. Stars of this game, Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie, I think, by my very approximate count, threw less than 100 pitches, threw well, struck out to three in the last couple innings, K'd two in the first, economized his pitches pretty well, got ahead of hitters, only gave up four hits, two to the leadoff batter, Mason Stansberry. So clearly, Sammy Gubo, who wins for the fourth time this year, is one of our stars of this game for Fort Loramie. The other, Dylan Meyer, single, three hits for Dylan. Also hitting the ball hard, Sammy Gubo, the pitcher, pair of doubles, two doubles for Carson Arnold. Arnold, Meyer, and Gubo are stars of this game for Fort Loramie. And for Tri-Village, Mason Stansberry with two hits, the clear-cut star of the game for the Patriots. Losing pitcher Lucas Brown, now 3-5 on the year. He gave up 11 hits, most of them early, as Fort Loramie hit the ball really hard tonight. Redskins bats tagged it, and it shows on the scoreboard. 11 hits, 1, 2, 3 doubles, 4 two-baggers, 4 for extra bases here tonight for Fort Loramie. Stansberry, the star of the game for Tri-Village and for Fort Loramie. Gubo, Meyer, and Arnold. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Make your next play call for financial wealth to WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. WiseBridge, 937-518-1776, 518-1776. Make your next play call to financial wealth to WiseBridge Wealth Management. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, Medicare and individual benefits, and Social Security planning too. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to WiseBridge, 937-518-1776. Fort Loramie's next game is a district championship on Thursday against Cedarville at a site to be determined. Keep abreast of our website. We'll have action for you on Thursday night. It could be Rushi against Lehman. Should Rushi and Lehman win District 7 finals? Keep in mind, Rushi rained out tonight. Nothing to report to you on Lehman. I'm assuming that game was washed out as well at Tri-County North. But keep abreast of the website, scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie with the win, 16-11 on the year. Tri-Village closes out its campaign with a mark of 8-14. Patriots wind up 8-14 on the year after going 3-8, did Tri-Village in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. So many thanks to our great online listeners who enjoyed us tonight. Easy for me to say. Who enjoyed us tonight. Quick game. Played it in just under 90 minutes. Weatherman cooperated. Conditions didn't look good at a quarter of 4, 4 o'clock, 4:15. Some heavy mist, light drizzle. Along around 3:30, there was a short downpour. But the rain abated, skies cleared a little bit, and thanks to a well-tarped field at first, second, third, and home, and on the mound, we play baseball here tonight at Fort Loramie, and the Redskins won it easily, 8-1, scoring 2 in the first and 5 in the second, and marched on to the triumph. Again, stay tuned to the scoresbroadcast.com for upcoming games scheduled. Next week is regional play, Division 7 at Cedarville University. Games at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock next Wednesday. And a regional championship at 5 a week from Thursday at Cedarville. So keep that in mind. We've got to get through the district championship first, and that's on Thursday. Neutral site locations for Thursday's games involving Fort Loramie and Rushi and Lehman, should those two clubs win their district semifinals. Rushi was rained out tonight. Thank you, our online listenership. Gratitude to Derek Olding alongside engineering for us. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Redskins defeat Tri-Village 8-1 to advance to the district championship in Division 7 baseball here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkin. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're a Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tire, Dyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Tom and Jerry.